Bitcoin ETFs book best month of 2026 as BTC jumps 25% in August U.S. spot. Bitcoin ETFs recorded their strongest month of 2026 in August, cutting year-to-date net outflows by 66% as Bitcoin gained roughly 25% over the month, according to a report from Cointelegraph published September 2, 2026. The month marks a sharp turn for a group of funds that spent most of the year watching money leave. Bitcoin has since given some of that back. BTC traded at $77,378 as of September 2, 2026, down 1.1% over 24 hours and down 2.1% on the week, per CoinMarketCap market data. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 72 in greed territory. The August rally and the early September softening are two different windows. And the ETF data speaks to the month that just closed, not the last 48 hours. A two-thirds cut in the year's outflow hole. The headline number is the 66% reduction in year-to-date net outflows. Read plainly, that means the spot Bitcoin ETF complex had been net negative for 2026, with more cash redeemed than created across the year. August inflows were large enough to erase two-thirds of that accumulated deficit in a single month. That is a different signal than a fresh record inflow month in isolation. It says the fund spent the first part of the year shedding assets and then reversed hard enough to nearly climb back to break even for 2026. A 25% price gain does part of the work by lifting the dollar value of holdings, but net creations, new shares issued as buyers put money in, are what pull the year-to-date figure back towards zero. Price and flows moving together again. For much of 2026, ETF flows and Bitcoin's price told a muddled story. August lined them up. A 25% monthly gain alongside the best inflow month of the year is the kind of confirmation that trend followers look for. Money coming in as price rises, rather than one moving without the other. The mechanics matter here. When authorized participants create new ETF shares to meet demand, the issuer buys spot Bitcoin to back them. Sustained net creations translate into steady spot buying pressure. That is the structural bid institutional investors have supplied throughout this cycle, and August shows it switched back on after a soft stretch. The caveat is that one strong month does not undo a year of caution. The funds cut the 2026 outflow hole by two-thirds. They did not fully refill it. Whether September builds on August or gives it back is the open question, and the early price action, BTC down on both the day and the week, is a reminder that momentum can fade as fast as it arrived. Greed at 72 with price already cooling, a fear in greed. Reading of 72 shows sentiment still leaning optimistic even as spot price slips in early September. Greed that lingers while price pulls back is a familiar setup. Positioning stays crowded on the long side while the tape stops rewarding it. That gap does not force a reversal, but it removes the cushion that fear-driven markets carry. The counterweight is the flow data itself. If ETF creations keep showing up on softer days the way they did through August, dips get absorbed rather than extended. That is the difference between a healthy pause and the start of a giveback, and it is why the September flow prints will matter more than any single day's candle. Reading it as a Bitcoin holder or spender. For anyone whose spending balance rides on Bitcoin's price, the August to September shift is a concrete example of why the number backing a card can swing between months. A balance worth 25% more at the end of August is worth less in the first days of September, and a card that draws directly from a BTC balance inherits that move at the point of sale. The practical hedge is the same, regardless of which way flows are running. Keeping the money you actually plan to spend this month in stablecoin-funded spending rather than a volatile balance. ETF inflows are an institutional positioning signal, not a spending strategy. They tell you where large allocators put money last month, not what your grocery run will cost if BTC drops 5% before the transaction settles. None of this is a direction call. The verifiable facts are that August was the best ETF month of 2026, that it cut the year's net outflows by two-thirds, and that Bitcoin has cooled since. This is market structure reporting, not financial advice.